You are now tuned in to the Uncle Tom Show.
Light nigga, dark nigga, faux nigga, real nigga, rich nigga, poor nigga, house nigga, feel nigga, still nigga.
My name is
still nigga.
Women. If you come across a dude and he has a tattoo on his face, hell, let's go, he has a tattoo on his neck. Do not let that nigga stick his penis inside of you. What are you doing? What are you doing, woman? Shame on your vagina. Your vagina needs to get a slap. You need to calm yourself, okay? All you bitches out here, I'm seeing you. And it's showing in these kids. These fucking kids are growing up to be retarded. All the kids now are retarded. And women, I'm taking it back to you. I'm blaming you. Because you are the last line of defense. If this fucking kid gets born and you already see all the red flags in this nigga, you know he ain't gonna be around. You know he has fucking, he has tattoos on his forehead. He has his gang on his eyelids. His fucking sideburns tattooed with the fucking, his gang. What are you doing? What is the thought that goes through your head, women who do this shit? I'm talking to you right now. You sit your asses down. You fucking ladies, you sit down and pay attention to what I'm saying right now. What goes through your head? When you see a nigga like this, and you say, you know what, it'd be a good idea. Let me go on and let him stick his penis inside of me. Hold up, let alone. Let's let him do it with no condom. That's right, because it feels so much better without a condom, doesn't it? Feels so much better. Oh, it feels great. But you know what ain't gonna feel great? Is this nigga's fucking little sperm that are gonna be crip walking into your uterus, and next thing you know, you're giving birth to the neighborhood Crips. Nigga's sperm is powerful. You ladies need to start making better decisions with your vagina. Okay? Because a lot of the shit you're experiencing right now is your own doing. So ladies, a lot of the shit you're complaining about, I'm putting it on you. You're getting the ball on this one. There ain't no good men out there. All men are dogs. Men ain't shit. No, bitch. You ain't shit. You ain't shit. Stop putting it on these niggas. Because you're letting this nigga stick his dick inside of you. Not only that, when you find out you're pregnant, you're conceiving the child. Instead of doing the right thing, which is having an abortion or giving the child up for adoption. But no. You're gonna have Tyrone's baby, even though Tyrone got 5 babies with 5 baby mamas. Tyrone got his hood tattooed right here on the side of his forehead. That's right, Tyrone is making $11.50 an hour supporting all those kids. Tyrone has 4 roommates and they all live in the hood in a roach-infested, bed-bug-infested apartment that you are about to bring your child into. Good job, Ma. But you're the victim. He ain't shit.
Here's an old saying, guys, that my grandpa used to tell me. Here's an old saying, huh?
Water seeks its own level. And if you keep running into niggas that ain't shit, homegirl, that means you ain't shit, baby doll. That's what that means. Can we keep it 1,000? No, you guys don't like to keep it 1,000 because keeping it 1,000 always hurts somebody's feelings. We can't hurt anybody's feelings. because everybody's sensitive, and we have to be careful with what we're saying, and it's not nice to talk about people. Shut up. Last year, the Golden Globes were calling us all racist. This year, the Golden Globes is calling us all sexist. God damn it. Can I just enjoy a fucking award show without all this bullshit? Can I just enjoy a football game without your political dumb shit? We go to this stuff to escape. We watch these award shows to escape. We watch TV to escape. We watch sports to escape. And then Oprah getting up there.
So I want all the girls watching here and now to know that a new day is on the horizon. Shut the fuck up!
It was the main event in a different type of award show for Hollywood, one where activism became the accessory to vote. A sea of black dress reflecting the tidal wave shift of the Me Too and Time's Up movements.
I've never seen this show of solidarity from a group of women and the men who support them and encourage them. It's extraordinary. And then Oprah's speech just was like the apex.
She gave a masterclass in oratory that brought Hollywood to its feet and the status quo to its knees.
And when that new day finally dawns...
Shut the fuck up, shut the fuck up!
It will be because of a lot of magnificent women, many of whom are right here in this room tonight, and some pretty phenomenal men.
Shut up!
Fighting hard to make sure that they become the leaders who take us to the time when nobody ever has to say Me Too again.
Then shut the fuck up!
Thank you.
God damn it, Oprah, stop it with this victim shit, and I know right now. There's girls out there, shut up! I just want to watch the fucking awards show. That's all I want to do, Oprah. And then didn't someone have the nerve to say... She looks like she'll be a good presidential campaign. Holy fuck. Did we not learn anything from the current clown that's in the office right now? Jesus fucking Christ. Are we not learning anything? Did we not learn anything from the Terminator? I tell you, man. Americans are some hard-headed motherfuckers. Yeah, it's getting fucking tiresome. But hey, on a brighter note, guys, congratulations to Chicago. That's right, they're starting the year off strong. 4 dead and 15 wounded in the first weekend of the year. Let's give them a round of applause, gang. Round of applause for Chicago, the Windy City, Chi-Rac. Let him hear it, gang. That's right. 4 dead, 15 wounded in the first weekend of 2018. And they tell me it's the white man I should fear when it's my own kind doing all the killing here. Because we know who are dead. I don't even have to look up the statistics to know what race they are. I ain't got to fucking look them up. We already know it's a bunch of niggas. Okay? There's a bunch of niggas in the hospital right now with bullet wounds in their gut. Off Obamacare. So, you know, they're good. They're cool. We're paying for it. We're covering it. Don't worry, guys. Just keep getting shot every 7 months. We'll cover it. We got this. Nobody's focusing on this. Nobody seems to give a fuck, right? I told you guys in 2018, I'm going to give a fuck. Where's my blood at? I'm gonna give a fuck, gang. Because no one else is. Why is it that no one else is reporting that 4 dead and 15 shot in a very small section of Chicago? Why? Because to America, it's just niggas being niggas. It's just niggas being niggas, man. So who cares? But I care. Uncle Tom cares. Yeah, even though all you field niggas always talk shit about me, all you field niggas always put me down for being a house nigga. I care. I'm in the house right now, formulating a plot to free all you dumb field niggas from this dumb shit you guys are doing out there.
Can we get a motherfucking moment of silence for this small chronic break?
Now imagine that's a shorty, maybe 5, maybe 4, riding around with his mama listening to the radio. And a song comes on, and I'm not far from being born. Doesn't know the difference between right and wrong. Now I ain't trying to make it too complex, but let's just say shorty has an undeveloped context about the perception of women these days. His mama sings along, and this what she says. Cause I'm a bad bitch, and I'm bad bitch. 7-9, so far above average. And maybe other rhyming words like cabbage and savage and baby cabbage and other things that match it. Couple of things are happening here. First, he's relating the word bitch with his mama, comma. And because she's relating to herself, his most important source of help and mental health, he may skew respect for dishonor. So, bitch bad, woman good, lady better. Ain't misunderstood. Tell them, bitch bad, woman good, lady better. Ain't misunderstood. They misunderstood. Yeah. Now, imagine a group of little girls, 9 through 12, on the internet watching videos, listening to songs by themselves. Doesn't really matter if they have parental clearance, they understand the internet better than their parents. Now, being the internet, the content's probably uncensored. They're young, so they're malleable, and probably unmentored. A complicated combination, maybe with no relevance, into their intelligence meets their favorite singer's preference.
Bad bitches, bad bitches, bad bitches. That's all I want and all I like in life is bad bitches, bad bitches.
Now let's say that they less concerned with him and more with the video girl acquiescing to his whims. Ah, the plot thickens. High heels, long hair, fat booty, slim. Reality check, I'm not tripping. They don't see a paid actress, just what makes a bad bitch. Yeah. Bitch bad, woman good, lady better, ain't misunderstood. I say, bitch bad, woman good, lady better, ain't misunderstood. Disclaimer, this Raymer, Lupe's, not using bitch as a lesson, but as a psychological weapon to set in your mind and really mess with your conceptions, discretions, reflections. It's clever misdirection, cuz. While I was rapping, they was growing up fast. Nobody stepped in to ever slow them up. Gasp, showing up in this little world. The little boy meets one of those little girls, and he thinks she a bad bitch, and she thinks she a bad bitch. He thinks disrespectfully, she thinks of that sexually. She got the wrong idea, he don't wanna fuck her. He thinks she bad at being a bitch, like his mother. Mama never dressed like that, come out the house hot mess like that. Ass, titties, breasts like that, all out to impress like that, just like that. You see the fruit of the confusion. He caught in a reality, she caught in an illusion. Bad mean good to her, she really nice and smart. But bad mean bad to him, bitch don't play a part. But bitch still bad to her if you say it the wrong way. But she thinks she a bitch, what a double entendre. Tell her, bitch bad, woman good, lady better. Ain't misunderstood. I say I say, bitch bad.
So I guess niggas are boycotting H&M now. H&M released a sweater. And the sweater had a little black boy wearing the sweater. And the sweater said something along the lines of, I'm the coolest monkey in the jungle. Right? Isn't that what it said? Something like that? I'm the coolest monkey in the jungle. Yeah. Oops. And everybody got their panties in an uproar. Here's my thought on that situation. All right. First off, it was H&M UK. Okay, in UK, monkey is not a racist term. We'll start with that. It's not a racist term. It's just not. Okay? And over here it is. That being said, I still believe they 100% knew exactly what they were doing. Motherfuckers, you ain't fooling me. They knew exactly what they were doing. That's right, gang. They knew what they were doing. Come on. There's no way with all the eyes that are, that cat, like, when you work for a corporation like that, you walk on eggshells hoping not to offend someone. So there are 3, 4, 5, probably 6 lines of defense before something actually makes it onto print, before you with your own eyes actually see it. I'd say 4 or 5 people have to, okay, all right, cool, but let me let my manager see it. Okay, manager says it, but I got to let the executives, and then I got to let the CEO see, I got to let the final editor see. There's a bunch of people that see shit before it goes out. And are you going to tell me that not one of these motherfuckers did not catch that? Did I just fall up off the turnip truck yesterday to take it back to another old saying my grandpa used to tell me? Does it look like I fell off the turnip truck yesterday? Does it look like I? Come on, guys. H&M knew exactly what the fuck they were doing with this. And here's the deal. We're in a time where you gotta think outside of the box, okay? And who is everyone talking about today? What's trending today? H&M. This is, in my opinion, based on my ethics, your ethics may be different. This, in my opinion, is an unethical marketing practice. They knew exactly what they were doing, and they knew people would talk about it. They knew this. Man! You can't tell me. But their stock closed higher today than it did yesterday. And my guess is it's going to go higher tomorrow. Higher the next day. And higher the next day. That's what happened to Chick-fil-A. Remember when everybody was boycotting Chick-fil-A? You remember, right? Everybody was mad at Chick-fil-A for voting on a certain gay bill. Whatever the gay bill was, they voted, yes, they were in agreement that gays shouldn't get married. Then everybody was boycotting Chick-fil-A, and I'm never going to Chick-fil-A. And guess what happened to Chick-fil-A stocks? Oh, they went high as fuck. And guess what is the most popular food franchise growing now? That's right, Chick-fil-A. I love me some Chick-fil-A. I never heard of Chick-fil-A until that situation. Never knew Chick-fil-A even existed until that situation. I knew it existed, but I had never set foot inside of a Chick-fil-A. But all of that hubbub during that time of, oh, we're not going to eat at Chick-fil-A because they don't love gays. I was sitting around one day and I said, you know what sounds really good right now for some reason? a Chick-fil-A. And now I eat a Chick-fil-A at least once a month. Thanks to you guys boycotting it. And that's what's going to happen with this H&M thing. This will blow over. And do niggas really shop at H&M is my question. Come on. Do niggas really shop at H&M? I posted that earlier and a few black people hit me up. Oh, yeah.
You don't know what you're talking about. People poop. Black people shop at H&M.
I have not looked up the statistics, but I guarantee the percentage of black people that shop at H&M, if they all boycotted it and never showed up again, it wouldn't hurt H&M one bit. I could be wrong, but I'll hear a bunch of niggas in their rap songs talking about, yeah, nigga, I was at H&M. I was chilling, smoking weed with my homie and them. Yeah, I don't think Too Short ever spit those lyrics. Does anybody remember Too Short bumping? Anybody remember Snoop Dogg saying, H&M, that's my favorite clothing store. I go to buy my blunts and I go to buy my whores. Anybody, Snoop Dogg? Does anybody remember Snoop Dogg saying those lyrics? No. Niggas don't shop at H&M. What does H&M even stand for? I don't think I've ever stepped foot in an H&M myself. So stop it, all you silly social media warriors. All you're doing is making H&M more popular. So stop it. Please stop it. So, no, let's touch base next week. What do you say? And see how H&M's stock is doing. My guess is they'll be just fine. But yes, this was a dumb, silly move. I don't know. I don't know. Let's once again catch up tomorrow. Because I'm a marketing guy. And in the end, if it all makes sense, if I offended a few people, but I gained a bunch of business over here, then you know what? I guess that's what the market is dictating, huh? I guess so. Yeah, exactly. Randy says, H&M who? Randy, have you ever stepped foot in an H&M? Yeah. I know I've seen it before, but I don't know jack shit about H&M. And I consider myself, I mean, I wear nice clothes. I mean, what am I rocking right now? I'm rocking my RVCA shirt. I mean, you know, I mean, I feel like I know what's going on. I got my Levi's on, and I got my chanclas on. Never mind. Yeah, Randy says never heard of them. Yeah, they're in every mall in America, apparently, according to a few people who are arguing with me earlier. Did I spill something on my shirt? No, just kidding. That's a logo right there. Spilling shit all over me. Yeah, Robert says never heard of them. H&M. But you heard of them today, right, guys? So now, I don't know. Maybe when you're walking through a mall, you may say, you know what? Let me go step foot in that H&M store. Let me see what's in there. And then you just may see a shirt that you like. And there you go. Based off this stupid protest, you just gave them business.
Pulled into the parking lot, parked it, zipped up my parka, joined the procession of marchers. In my head, like, is this awkward? Should I even be here marching? Thinking if they can't, how can I breathe? Thinking if they chant, what do I sing? I wanna take a stance, cause we are not free. And then I thought about it, we are not we. Am I on the outside looking in? Or am I on the inside looking out? Is it my place to get my two cents? Or should I stand on the side and shut my mouth? No justice, no peace. Okay, I'm saying that. They're chanting out Black Lives Matter, but I don't say it back. Is it okay for me to say? I don't know, so I watch and stand in front of a line of police that look the same as me, only separated by a badge, a baton, a can, a mace, a mask, a shield, a gun with gloves on hands that gives an alibi in case somebody dies behind a bullet that flies out of the nine, takes another child's life on sight.
Not in the streets, no justice, no peace, no racist police, no rest.
What are you doing?
Shit about
the Grammy.
There you go again. Co-op.
Ben, think about it.
You've exploited and stolen the music, the moment, the magic, the passion, the fashion you toy with. The culture was never yours to make better. You're Miley, you're Elvis, you're Iggy Azalea. Fake it so plastic, you've heisted the magic. You've taken the drums and the accent you wrapped in your brand of hip-hop. Is so fascist and backwards, the Grandmaster Flash will go slap you, you bastard. All the money that you made off the watered-down pop bullshit version of the culture, pal. Go buy a big-ass lawn, go with your big-ass house. Get a big-ass fence, keep people out. It's all stolen anyway, can't you see that now? There's no way for you to even that out. You could join the march, protest, scream and shout. Get on Twitter, hashtag to seem like you're down. But they see through it all, people believe you now. You said publicly, rest in peace, Mike Brown. You speak about equality, but do you really mean it? Are you marching for freedom, or when it's convenient? Want people to like you, want to be accepted. That's probably why you are out here protesting. Don't think for a second you don't have incentive. Is this about you? Well then what's your intention? What's the intention? What's the intention?
And the last thing you want to do is take a picture. But seriously, my little girl loves you. She's always singing, I'm gonna pop some tags. I'm not kidding, my oldest, you even got him to go thrifting. In One Love, oh my god, that song, brilliant. Their aunt is gay. When that song came out, my son told his whole class. He was actually proud, that's so cool. Look what you're accomplishing. Even an old mom like me likes it cause it's positive. You're the only hip hop that I let my kids listen to. Cause you get it, all that negative stuff, it isn't cool.
Yeah,
like all the guns and the drugs, the bitches and the hoes and the gangs and the thugs. Even the protest outside, so sad and so dumb. If a cop pulls you over, it's your fault if you run.
Huh? So they feel that the police are discriminating against the black people?
I have an advantage. Why? Because I'm white? What? No.
It's like more people like nowadays are just pussies. Like this is the generation to be offended by everything.
Black Lives Matter thing is a reason to take arms up over perceived slights.
I'm not prejudiced. I just...
99% of the time across this country, the police are doing their job properly.
Damn. A lot of opinions. A lot of confusion. A lot of resentment. Some of us scared. Some of us defensive. And most of us aren't even paying attention. It seems like we're more concerned with being called racist than we actually are with racism. I've heard that silence is an action, and God knows that I've been passive. What if I actually read an article, actually had a dialogue, actually looked at myself, actually got involved? If I'm aware of my privilege and do nothing at all, I don't know. Hip-hop has always been political, yes. It's the reason why this music connects. So what the fuck has happened to my voice if I stay silent when black people are dying and I'm trying to be politically correct? I can book a whole tour, sell out the tickets, rap entrepreneur, built his own business. If I'm only in this for my own self-interest, not the culture that gave me a voice to begin with, then this isn't authentic, it is just a gimmick. The DIY underdog, so independent, but the one thing the American dream fails to mention is I was many steps ahead to begin with. My skin matches the hero, likeness, the image. America feels safe with my music and their systems in a suit of me perfect. The role I fulfilled it, and if I'm the hero, you know who gets cast as the villain. White supremacy isn't just a white dude in Idaho.
White supremacy protects the privilege I hold. White supremacy is the soil, the foundation, the cement, and the flag that flies outside of my home. White supremacy is our country's lineage, designed for us to be indifferent. My success is the product of the same system that let off Darren Wilson guilty. We wanna dress like, walk like, talk like, dance like, yet we just stand by. We take all we want from black culture, but will we show up for black lives? We wanna dress like, walk like, talk like, dance like, yet we just stand by. We take all we want from black culture, but will we show up for black lives?
Randy says he hasn't been to malls since the 90s. Yeah, I rarely go to malls now. Rarely go to malls. Yeah, I get everything I want online. This is what I do. And if you don't do this, you're out of the know, and I'm gonna bring you into the circle. All right? You go to the mall to try this shit on, and then you take a picture of it with your phone, and now and then you go home and you order it online for 20% cheaper. That's it. How malls are still around in existence is a shocker to me. There was a time, kids, young people out there, my young friends out there, where us kids used to go to the mall on a Saturday. It was all about going to the mall. Hey, Mom, going to the mall. And you hop in your 1987 Buick Skylark, you and three friends. And you guys, dude, we're going to go to the fucking mall, man. Dude, we're going to go see Indiana Jones Part 2. That's right. Dude, Child's Play Part 3. And we'll look at girls. And hey, we'll go over to the arcade. And then we go to this fucking arcade, guys, with a bunch of quarters. Those are the 25 cents that you have in your pocket. I know you know don't really know what change is anymore, guys. But yeah, the 25 cents, we go with a bunch of those to an arcade. There was an arcade in there. What's an arcade, Dusty? I don't know what an arcade is. Young kids, an arcade is your PS4. An arcade is your Nintendo Wii or whatever fucking kids are playing nowadays. That was your arcade. But we had to go to a place because we only had one rich friend in the neighborhood who had a Nintendo or something like that, or a Sega Genesis. So when his house was full, we had to go to the arcade. Sorry, let me blow my nose. Ugh. You kids will never understand what we went through. Not only that, we had to get a bunch of quarters. So first off, we had to go to the arcade with a bunch of dollars, right? Bunch of dollars in our hand. And then we had to go there, and there was some white dude walking around, and the white dude had like a quarter machine right here. Like he had a quarter thing with a bunch of quarters, right? And then you'd walk up to him and you give him your, like, all right, dude, I need $5 worth of quarters, please, sir. And then you give him $5 and he'd give you 25 motherfucking quarters, and your pocket was this fucking big full of quarters. And then you went and you played 25 games. Cause see, back then, the games were only 25 cents. Now I went to fucking, I went to like Dave and Buster's for somebody's birthday party. I sat down at a game, that shit was $2. I'm like, what the fuck is this? $2? Are you fucking kidding me? Nah, when we were kids, everything was 25 cents. And like the real good games were 50 cents. And that game was worth 50 cents. And you would go to that motherfucking, like, man, I am paying double the price. But man, and then you got, usually you got like a rifle or something, or fucking machine guns. Brrr. You started shooting ghosts, and it was fucking awesome. See, you kids will never go through that shit. No, now you guys sit in the house and you don't socialize, and you just fucking talk on your Skype, like, fucking, hey, pim, 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 fucking, you talking to some dude in Germany. Different time, guys. Different time. Jeannie says Stonewood, baby. Yes, Stonewood in Los Angeles, specifically Downey, California, is where I spent a majority of my time in high school playing these fucking arcades. at the mall that you kids would never know. And then after we like finish our arcade, we'd be like, hey dude, should we like go get a Wetzel's pretzel and hang out by the fountain and holler at chicks? And then we go get a Wetzel's pretzel. I'd usually get the pizza one, and my homeboy Roger, the white guy, he would get the salty one with extra salt and mustard. I was like, really dude, just fucking salt and mustard? Fucking white people. Anyway, so me and Roger, my white homeboy, we go and we sit at the fountain. And not only that, this is something you kids won't even fucking know. We had an ink pen on us. We had like two or three ink pens if you were smart, because sometimes the ink pen would run out on you. So you'd have a few ink pens in your pocket and a few little pieces of paper. Look, this is paper, kids. I know you kids don't know what paper is nowadays, you know, because we got phones. Yeah. You go with a bunch of pieces of paper, right? And then you would like say, oh, you would see a girl like that you like. You know, me, I was into the Latinas, and I lived in a white neighborhood too, so I'd be like, I was on the white chicks, I'd be like, oh dude, look at Becky right there. And then like, so I would go hit up Becky, be like, hi Becky, my name's Arnold, and I'm like from around here or whatever, and I go to school like across the street. But anyway, give me a call sometime. And then you write your number down, and then you give it to Becky. And you would hope that Becky gives you a call the next day. And not only that, gang, you hoped that Becky's hand game was on point. And Becky usually had a hand game. Good times. God, you kids will never understand what it was like back in the 90s. But yeah, the mall. We used to go to the mall. Sorry, someone said something. I haven't been to the mall since the 90s. Yeah, that was me. Yeah, back in the 90s, man. Now, my mall is Amazon, my nigga. I'll fucking order something and have it tomorrow. So fuck your mall. Ah. Jeannie said you wanted Becky to beep you. Yes, kids, you do not know about beepers. Oh, I'll take you guys back to a time. We're gonna go back in the Twilight Zone, young people. You 30 and under, you 20, let's go 25 and under. You had no idea what I'm talking about. But rewind, just come back with me, okay? See, we didn't have these things right here with the phone that I'm talking to you in right now. These didn't exist. These only existed in the movies. These only existed in like futuristic movies that took place in 2043. And you were like, damn, man, when I'm 80 years old, I'll be able to talk into my phone. I never knew that by the time I was 28, I'd be able to talk into my phone. Let alone 40 and fucking record a podcast through my phone. But anyway, we had beepers. What's a beeper, Dusty? We had beepers, man. Oh, yeah. And a beeper is, first off, it all started out like back, let's rewind a little bit before my time. It all started, only doctors and drug dealers had beepers, okay? Then, for whatever reason, like Smart Beep or something opened up and they were like, oh yeah, you can get a beeper for like $12 a year. And then a bunch of fucking people joined Smart Beep, and then it was like, and then they spawned competition, and next thing you know, you're paying $12 a year for a beeper. And a beeper was this thing, and someone would dial your beeper number, and they would put their phone number in there. And then you get your beep, you're like, beep, beep, and you pick up your phone, you're like, oh shit, it's Becky. Oh shit, hey, it's Becky. Becky from the mall. Yup. And then if you were really on your next level shit, if you were a fucking future coder or something, you would type in little messages in your pager, but you would formulate them with numbers. So you'd be like, I love you. 143 meant I love you. Or 304 meant ho. That mean you're a ho. So like if she texts you and you'd be like, I don't want to fuck with you anymore, you type her back 304. That means you're a ho. Right now, the fucking kids have no idea what I'm fucking talking about. I'm talking French to everyone who is 27 and under right now. But I'm speaking to the bulk of my audience, the bulk of the 20,000 downloads a week I get. You motherfuckers know what I'm talking about. You motherfuckers remember those days. Oh, boy. Jeannie remembers. Jeannie and I grew up in the same area. She remembers. She definitely remembers the good old days. Oh, man. Gosh. What was 8808? 8008. Does that mean boobs or something like that? 07734. Hello, upside down. Look, every motherfucker is putting all the old pager codes. You guys remember the pager codes? Oh, fuck. Pagers, man. Shout out to the people who invested in pagers. And that only lasted... Pagers only lasted, like, 2-3 years, like, in the mainstream. And shout out to the people who... who invested in... Fuck yeah, man. I'm invested in SmartBeep. This is the future. People are going to be using pagers and beepers in 2018. Trust me. Fast forward 2018. People are going to be using pagers and beepers. Genie said 911. Yes, 911. Whenever your homeboy put 911 or your girl... Here, first off, if your homie put 911 in the pager, you had to call right back because it meant, look, some shit's going down, nigga. I need a gun. Like, some shit. Sorry, that was my life 20 years ago. But if a chick texted you 911, that meant she trying to fuck. That's exactly what that meant back in the day. When a chick texted you 911, that was that right there, gang. That was a swipe right. Or whatever you kids do nowadays. What do you fucking... Yeah, swipe something. Oh, yeah. 911, man. Nigga, get over here right now. Draws are already off. Oh, yeah. Oh, kids, you'll never know. Now you got your phone. I don't know. Is it easier? Is it harder? I was watching... If you guys don't watch it already, watch this series on Netflix called Black Mirror. It's one of my favorite... series, if not fucking series of all time right now, but it's a great show. Season 4 specifically, they have an episode that deals with dating and how in a short period of time, it's going to be an interesting dating world. You guys aren't going to be talking to each other anymore. You guys are going to be using apps to meet up and you won't even know what to talk about at your dinner date. See, back then we had to fucking talk to women. You had to have game if you wanted to get pussy. I had to talk my way into pussy, yo. I had to talk my way into pussy hundreds of times. Do you know how good of a salesperson you have to be to talk your way into some pussy? I mean, seriously. I mean, because let's face it, women are not easy. People be like, oh yeah, it's easy to get pussy, man. I'm fucking King Don Magic Wand. Look, I consider myself a good-looking dude, and I got a lot of pussy back in the day, but I struck out way more than I did succeed. So you gotta be a good salesperson to get some pussy. And maybe that's why I'm a good salesperson today. That's what I do for a living. I'm in sales, and I'm, I like to think I'm doing okay. But I think that's all those times that I got turned down because I said something wrong. I threw some chick off, or I said the wrong thing in a page, or I didn't feel like sitting on the phone with her for a very long time. That's it, gang. I'm out of here. Thank you so much for hanging out with me. Uncle Tom Show, hashtag Uncle Tom Show. Check me out on the TuneIn app. That is the thing I ask you to do the most. My numbers are almost at 20,000. I'm trying to crack 20,000 a week in 2018. I need you guys to do that. If you have the TuneIn app, just even if you don't listen to my show through the TuneIn app, just download the TuneIn app onto your phone and subscribe to the Uncle Tom Show, and it'll automatically just download, and fuck it, that's a free download. And if you miss a show right here or anywhere else on YouTube, you can always check me out there. Tune in. Also, YouTube. Speaking of YouTube, I really need you on YouTube. My YouTube numbers suck. Everybody's on YouTube, and I'm seeing a lot of you motherfuckers who are tuning in, and I don't see you guys following me on YouTube, so I need you guys to follow me on YouTube. Bring my numbers up. I really need to get paid on YouTube. I'm getting paid on a lot of other shit, but they don't pay like YouTube pays. YouTube pays pretty decent. Alright? Hashtag Uncle Tom Show. I love you guys. Be safe. And remember, work hard. Because millions of people on welfare depend on you. Peace. Back in the day, when I was just a little gigolo, I looked up to my bigger bro, begged if I could kick it. So when he went out with girls, I could go tagging along, nagging. If she had a sis, maybe could mack a baby hood rat. Y'all remember way back then, when it was 1985, all the way live, I think I was about 10. One of those happy little fools singing the blues that be always trying to bag with the shag and karate shit, saying yo mama black is